Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Judge Kevin Parker and Rick Wilson with the Indianola Lions Club about their Flag Day presentation.
Whose birthday is tomorrow?
George Washington!
Does that look like his hat?
Yeah!
Okay, that's why we pulled it that way. So I want to thank you for your attention today. I want to thank the teachers for having us.
Thank you!
You did a good job.
Just completed Emerson Elementary Flag Day presentation to the third graders. How'd they do?
I thought they did very well. These young people have a lot of good questions, and they love to participate, and their enthusiasm is contagious, so it's great having them.
Over the years, now that you've done this at Indianola Schools for so long, and we've had teachers come through this presentation now on the other end of being the teachers, what does that kind of see through the years and what they learn about the flag?
I think it's developed that love for the flag. There's some facts that they're able to take with them. I know there's a number of teachers that have integrated this into a number of their programs, and some of the third graders actually will have a program in the fall learning about the flag and the country, but most of the fourth graders are the ones that are involved with it. So this is a good basis for them, and it provides them with some fun facts in order to carry on into the future.
What did you want to teach to this class specifically?
Just some of the facts that we went over, and just basically that instill some patriotism, some love of their country, and of course, love of the flag. And I think it's also good that Lions Club is doing this, because it gets us out into the community, because people have no idea what the Lions Club or other service organizations do within our community. And I think we have to go ahead and brag about ourselves, and we appreciate the radio station with all its coming into town and helping us with that, because a lot of the public doesn't realize what these service organizations do.
Well, we appreciate that as well. What are you going to remember most about this year?
Oh, this is the enthusiasm. I remember that every year. The kids are extremely enthusiastic, and one big thing we've learned, Rick and I, is number 29, and that's the Flag Day for Iowa, so we're going to be able to use that association technique from here on out.
Rick, what are you going to remember most about this 2019 group of third graders?
Well, you know, each year we've done this, it's the enthusiasm that they bring, like Kevin Parker just said, and they're so excited about this, and it is that base that they start to learn a little bit about not only the United States flag, but the Iowa flag. And as they do this, the fourth graders are responsible for some things with the doing with the flag. The fifth graders are the ones that put it up and down the flagpole each morning. So it kind of gets them started in learning a little bit about the flag, the patriotism, our country, and kind of how things were started. And Kevin Parker pretty much alluded to that. And it's something that we've just done over the years, and it's the enthusiasm that these young people have. You saw that in the crowd. Just about everybody's hand went up when we asked a question or something. Sometimes they got it right, sometimes they didn't, but that's what we're here to kind of help them learn that.
What's going to stand out the most to you for the fact that you get to do this year in and year out?
Well, just about all of my kids have gone through it, and all of them have, and just about all my grandkids, so it's kind of nice seeing that. And what stands out to me is the teachers. They embrace it and they carry that back into the classroom. So they're going to be taking this through the rest of the season here, the rest of the year, I should say, and then they'll take that. So it's just exciting to go visit all these schools. And I want to thank you, Andrew, for being here today, because it kind of gets us about the Lions Club. And like Kevin said, kind of because we want to be out in the community. We do a lot for the community with the things that we do as far as Lions Club, and it helps bring that out to the community. And then a lot of these kids, I think one of the questions I asked was how many had been to the Tater Shack, and about half the group raised their hands. So it's nice that they do recognize that, and we really appreciate the schools and you know, we and what they do here. These teachers are dedicated and they do a great job.
Thanks to Judge Kevin Parker and Rick Wilson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.